I wanted to tell you a short story by Marshall Dodge, a wonderful storyteller who was probably last here in the early 80s. He met an untimely end on the Big Island in Hawaii. He was on vacation riding his bicycle. About age 50 years old, he was killed by a hit-and-run driver. But he was a state treasure in Maine, and after his death, they said, "That just goes to show you shouldn't leave the state." Here's a little piece of Maine humor. Now, to explain to you how you're supposed to listen to this, let me tell you this quick anecdote. Mark Twain had gone on a national tour, and everywhere he'd gone across the country, people were falling out of their chairs, standing ovations everywhere. And he came to Portland, Maine to do the final concert of his circuit, and he did a two-hour concert, the same thing he'd been doing all the way across the United States, and nobody laughed, and nobody even smiled. And after the show, he went back to his dressing room, and he was extremely depressed. When somebody knocked on the door, it was a local guy, and he poked his head in. He said, "Mr. Twain, I just wanted you to know that was the funniest thing I ever heard, and it was all I could do to keep from smiling." Now, the reason I'm sitting down is I don't want to get too excited doing this story. That's how you're supposed to listen, anyway. Here's a story by Marshall Dodge. It's short, and it's a good thing it's short. Albert Tyler's moose. Albert Tyler was sitting on his front porch, having a snooze. All of a sudden, he was rudely awakened by a moose sniffing around in his carrots. Now, quick as a wink, he got his gun down off the wall and he shot the moose in the leg, you know, just to wound him. Well, that moose flopped over. Now, he dragged him to the barn, bedded him down, gave him some hay and water, after dressing the wound, of course. A couple days later, he repainted his barn bright red. And he added big lettering to the side. Said, "See the moose, 10 cents. Special family rate, 15 cents. Well, after about a week or so, his place looked more like a fair than it did like a farm. This man come by with his family and gave Albert his 15 cents. Albert looked at the man and he looked at his family and he said, "I'm sorry, but I can't take your money, mister. I can see it's going to be worth a lot more for my moose to look at your family than it is for your family to look at my moose." Don't get too excited, please.